From Tidbits on May 17th, 2010, this is Apple Acknowledges iPad Wi-Fi Issues, sort of, written by Adam C. Angst. As Glenn wrote in Some iPad Users Suffer Wi-Fi Woes back in April, some iPad users, including me, have experienced problems with Wi-Fi connectivity. These problems generally revolve around unexpectedly poor Wi-Fi signal strength, frequent Wi-Fi network drop-offs, widely varying network throughput, and repeated requests for Wi-Fi network passwords for remembered networks. Apple has quietly updated a knowledge base article about issues that iPads have when connecting to Wi-Fi networks. Initially, the article offered only basic suggestions, like making sure your Wi-Fi router's firmware was up to date and using WPA or WPA2 instead of WAP. While I'm sure using current firmware and modern encryption approaches are a good idea, they really weren't related to most of the problems. In the updated article, Apple now suggests that having the screen brightness at its lowest setting could be related, which sounds truly weird. However, commentary Eugen notes that common methods of dimming LEDs could result in oscillations that could interfere with other radiation, such as Wi-Fi signals. And I've heard from a reader that raising screen brightness on his iPad did indeed solve his particular Wi-Fi connection problem. Apple has also lumped the iPad DHCP flaw into this article about Wi-Fi connectivity issues, even though the problems are almost certainly unrelated. Apple suggests renewing the DHCP lease manually or toggling Wi-Fi off and on again, both of which should help if the iPad itself isn't working properly, but which won't solve the general problem of duplicate IP addresses for other devices. Princeton's workaround is more general and should in fact prevent the problem from occurring. However, the most heartening change to the knowledge base article is this sentence at the top. Apple will also address remaining Wi-Fi connectivity issues with a future iPad software update. That's exactly what we thought would be necessary, and here's hoping we see iPhone OS 3.2.1 for the iPad soon, complete with fixes for both the Wi-Fi connectivity problems and the DHCP flaw. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, read comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and fingers crossed we see this fixed soon because, boy, it's getting annoying entering our password.